duty, but we'll, and Hubert and Kathy, you're ready to go?
Yep.
I guess I should ask. Okay. In that case, we'll call the meeting back to go order, and I think the next item then was the staff survey and revisions and possible changes.
All right.
Right, and the survey that just went around and that Wes is going to read through for our discussion, Nancy did some revisions, and then Jim did some revisions, and that's what I started with, and then I just continued and added my own thoughts. It's very much a rough draft, and I would love to hear, you know, everybody's thoughts, and I'll confess right now, I did not look closely at grammar, because I was very pressed for time and wanted to get the content in there, so no making fun of my grammar and my punctuation. Basically, I wanted to make sure that there were instructions, that people understood what the survey was for, why their input was important, how it was going to be used, clear instructions on the sections, and then a few changes with the questions, especially the first part, so that there's only one question per item, so that it's clear. There was some confusion, more than one answer supplied for some of the items, and so by splitting those out, I think it'll make it very clear what the person is responding to. So I guess we should go through it and go from there.
Just let me know if you need me to stop.
Can I make a suggestion? Maybe we should concentrate on the first part and then the second part instead of, you know, because by the time Wes would get to the bottom of the second part, I will have forgotten what the first part is.
Okay.
Tension span.
Yeah.
And this is Pearl, just for the public record and to make sure people know what we're talking about. This is the internal survey of commission staff, which is done once a year in conjunction with the evaluation of the executive director, but it's also an annual pulse of the commission inquiry. That's what this survey is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Wes.
So we have some introductory text here. As an employee of NCBVI, the Board of Commissioners values and appreciates your honest feedback. Therefore, you are encouraged to take a few minutes to complete this short survey for the Board of Commissioners. As we understand the importance of anonymity, we have taken steps to absolutely ensure all responses provided will be confidential. An anonymous... Let's see. What happened there?
Compilation.
Yeah, I'm looking. It jumped on me. Compilation will be provided to the executive director for his or her review. Your answers will assist the Board of Commissioners to ensure employee satisfaction, executive director performance, and excellent consumer service, or customer service. Yeah, consumer service. Part A, evaluation of executive director performance. The below 10 statements will be used by the Board of Commissioners to evaluate the performance of the executive director. Your input assists us to make decisions concerning salary, retention of the executive director, and other concerns. Please use the scale 5 understanding or outstanding, 4 above average, 3 satisfactory, 2 needs improvement, 1 unacceptable to respond to the following statements. Number 1, the executive director believes that it is respectable to be blind. Number 2, the executive director listens to concerns from staff. Number 3, the executive director responds to concerns from staff. Number 4, the executive director listens to concerns from consumers. Number five, the executive director responds to concerns from consumers. Six, the executive director identifies priorities. Number seven, the executive director ensures that identified priorities become completed tasks. The executive director negotiates creatively to hire quality staff. Number nine, the executive director negotiates creatively to fund exemplary service delivery. And number 10, the executive director delivers progressive steps. Delivers progressive steps toward true equality for blind Nebraskans. And that is the last of the part A.
Good job.
Okay.
That's better than what I did.
The question on number 10, is that delivers or develops progressive steps? Or
delivers.
I think, yeah, I put deliver. It used to be something different.
Yeah, the executive director.
Would it be better to say follows?
Something. I don't like how I worded it, but I really was at a loss.
Okay. Yeah, I am too. Well,
we don't want to wordsmith today.
Executive delivery. Yep, follows progressive steps toward true equality for the blind.
Or identifies.
Well, I wanted something more that reflected action. I wanted to stay away from believes or knows
that sort of thing.
And I wanted something, you know, that was actually happening, measurable.
Follows through with.
Yeah, maybe that's...
Ooh, that's good.
But yeah, read it with... Can you read
it? The executive director follows through with progressive steps toward true equality for blind Nebraskans.
That's pretty good, I think.
I like that. It just clarifies that, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to mix words, but
I think but I think that's part of what we're doing, and I don't think we're gonna. Maybe I have a different idea than the rest of you have, but I don't think we're gonna finalize anything today. But I think we need to work on it when we're here together doing it, and then we can follow up on it. By email and stuff, and if we need to work on it again in November, we'll do that. But we just need to start someplace.
I like how this was arranged, categorized. It really do like that.
I'd like to add a comment. I think it's excellent. As to that last one, I know that the original intent was to show the leadership. So follow through with or follow is I am confident in saying that the board, in their desire to evaluate they want to make sure the executive director is taking actions. And so actually, I think, Julie, your first word, delivers progressive steps, is exactly right, at least in terms of what the original intent with, in terms of making sure the director does take a leadership role in making things for true equality.
Would you read it that way again,
Wes?
I
see where you're coming from.
Yeah, just a second here. I'll get back up there. See, the executive director delivers. Come on, back me. Delivers progressive steps toward true equality for blind Nebraskans.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Pearl. And one of the things that I personally, and maybe it's because I knew the last of the people, the three that left, that were very hard workers and whatever, and I know helped develop this whole thing, along with other people too, that I'm sure I don't even know about. But I really would like to make sure that the original intent of at least the first five, and now if we decide to do this 10, is there, because I like the idea of tradition, and we're already doing away with the BLIND idea that they had. So I really think, you know, we want to keep their intent intact if we can.
Right.
Any other comments on any of the other ones? You know, I think, you know, we have this in our inbox at home now, so, you know,
yeah.
we can
yeah.
do that, but I just, you know, I wanted, you know, comments today, so.
Okay.
And those others are exactly the same as they were. All I did was separate, if it was like and was in there, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. staff and consumers, I uh-huh. split that into two.
I like that
a lot.
I think so, too, because it can make a difference as yeah. to how, you know, if I'm not saying Pearl, but I can see where executive director might get real intense about doing things for the staff and maybe not the clients, or vice versa,
right.
and whatever. And
mm-hmm.
they're both important, equally
right.
important. So, mm-hmm. are yeah. we ready to look on to the next?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Excellent.
Okay, this is part B, NCBVI employee satisfaction. The following 23 questions are used by the Board of Commissioners to evaluate job satisfaction at NCBVI. The results are used to identify strengths, weaknesses, and most importantly, to implement changes that will make NCBVI a better place to work. Please use the scale 5 strongly agree, 4 agree, 3 neither agree nor disagree, 2 disagree, 1 strongly disagree in response to the following statements. Number 1. I like working for NCBVI. Number 2, I have the training and support I need to do my job. Number 3, I understand what my job responsibilities are. 4, I understand the objectives of NCBVI. Number 5, if I have a problem, I feel I can go to my supervisor for help. Number 6, I feel that I can go to the executive director with a problem. Number 7, there is a system at NCBVI for me to make suggestions. Number 8, I know how to contact the NCBVI Board of Commissioners. Number 9, I understand the role of the Board of Commissioners. Number 10, the executive director demonstrates equal opportunity for the blind. Number 11, the executive director sets the right goals for NCBVI. Number 12, the executive director sets the right priorities for NCBVI. Number 13, the executive director is a good manager. Number 14, the executive director is a hard worker. Number 15, the executive director seeks input from the staff. Number 15, the executive director is fair. Oh, it skips from 15 to 17 here.
Yeah, I was wondering if I...
I think I misnumbered the original.
If
oh, okay, well, that's an easy thing.
That's an easy thing.
If there is a dispute with the public, I trust the executive director to listen to all sides and make a reasoned decision. Number 18, promotions at NCBVI are based on qualifications. Number 19, I think that NCBVI is run efficiently. Number 20, NCBVI is on the right track. Number 21, NCBVI has a good budget process. Number 22, if you could change one thing at NCBVI, what would it be? Number 23, what is the best feature about working at NCBVI? The Board of Commissioners extends our sincere thanks to all the staff members who have completed this survey. Your participation assists us in making sure that NCBVI continues to be an excellent resource to blind and visually impaired Nebraskans.
I like the comments at the end. The opening statement is at the very beginning before the first 10 questions. I also like, I know we're on to the next section, but the first section, I like the idea that they are still statements. I think that's very good.
Why wasn't Jim's question added?
What was Jim's question?
I believe that filling out the survey will, I forget how I phrased it, but it was something to the effect, I believe that my participation in the survey will
make a difference.
Yeah, I forget how I phrased it, but it's something along those lines. I don't care personally. It's
I don't have a reason, I guess.
No, that's fine.
I was in a hurry and overlooked it.
No, that's fine.
I think it needs to be there. I think
okay.
I often talk to, I've taught in this business, you know, teaching in 28 years, and rightly or wrongly, there is a perceived feeling sometimes that administrators, you know, the whole process, you know, does not, people do not feel that their comments are, you know, really taken seriously and so forth. And I think it merits, it just makes our standing better if people honestly respond to that and say, yeah, it does make a difference. I'll give that a five or...
The actual wording in my text, I just remembered after biting into my cookie, was that I believe the changes will come about as a result of my participation in the survey.
Okay. We got that.
I don't mean to criticize, but it almost sounds to me like we're putting the staff in charge. You know, there will be changes made. But if there are no changes, even though the staff... Because they, you know, maybe they've had a really bad day, and they all of a sudden decide, okay, I'm going to let them have it today. And then it isn't something that it's just. And I know that everybody's had days like that, and then they say things that they really. I don't think I just don't want to put staff in charge.
It goes into what you call site-based management. It gives people a feeling of empowerment that they are actually. Making a difference, boy, I tell you. I mean, I don't know for NCBVI. I mean, you know, you've always listened to everything you know that I brought up, Pearl and things. But well, I know working in schools. I mean, there's the feeling that administrators don't give a darn. You know?
Daryl, do you think though that participation in the survey is like? If they're filling it out, they must think that it's going to be worthwhile.
Not necessarily. No. Because when I take surveys at work, I don't think they're going to do a bit of good when I put that right on there.
I have a thought that I'd like to put into the mix. I like the idea of seeing if staff believe that that it is going to be something will be done with it. But that's not the same as I think things will change. Because of this survey, because actually a lot of the surveys, as you've seen in the past, are very positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are.
And
mm-hmm.
So yes, let's say I complete a survey and mm-hmm. I'm quite positive on even all of it. Let's mm-hmm. go to the extreme. Mm-hmm. That means I want to make sure, yes, that the board and the director do look at this, mm-hmm. but does that mean I want things to change? No. The point is, I want to make sure as a staff member that the results of these surveys are reviewed, they are taken seriously, they're not just stuck on a shelf.
Yeah, maybe change is a bad word, but yeah.
The wording could be, I believe that, and it's not, it's just fine-tuning the wording.
That's my comment too.
Yeah, well that's fine, because I based it on the original verbiage.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so if the wording could be something like, I believe that completing this mm-hmm. survey will be, or the survey is taken seriously and looked at by the board and the director.
Yeah, I can come
like
up with something.
That.
I can come up with something. Yeah, like
something like that.
Yeah, that's. So, that, yeah. I like that
there
idea better. Not that the question shouldn't be there, but it just.
Right.
I don't. You know. I just didn't.
Yeah, we're not implying. No. Yeah, we don't want to imply negativity. Right. Just no. To, yeah, we need to. Okay.
The feedback I've provided today will be carefully considered or something.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that.
Ooh, that's perfect.
That is
perfect.
I like that. That's very good.
Perfect. That's fine.
I like that.
That's why we're doing this, and I know our time limit is up, but I think this is very important, and we do need to. But I think we have a starting ground now.
How about my feedback is valued and appreciated?
Yeah.
And I, you know, and
that's
I think,
fine.
And I think that will be, you know, and I've had people, you know, teachers who, you know, filled out evaluations like, best thing I liked about this workshop was the donuts. Or, you know, I mean, there are people who are just going to be that way. But our staff, from the surveys we've gotten, our staff seems to be pretty good about that. But we just want them to, we just want to know that they feel that they can,
right?
You know.
But I will tell you this, that the whole time that I worked at the hospital, I'm using mm-hmm. myself as an example, we had a survey every single year, mm-hmm. which, you know, that was a bad idea to begin with, because I'm supposed to make comments on the supervisor, and he's sitting right there. But I will tell you this, the first 5 or 6 years, I said nothing because I was afraid of losing my job. There mm-hmm. really was no danger, but I was afraid. Mm-hmm. After that, the two times that I truly made comments mm-hmm. and did not was not afraid of the supervisor being there mm-hmm. was the one time I sure. was very upset with him and I let him have it. things changed because it was a constructive criticism. I shouldn't have did it the way that I did, but. I'm the mouse. I used to be the mouse in the corner that never said anything until you got me very angry, and then I said plenty. And that was one of those occasions. The other occasion was the other extreme. I was very impressed with something that he had done, mm-hmm. and I felt moved to make that particular comment, make it part of the record, too. But the other rest of the time that he did that survey, it was like, that's fine, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. You know, I really didn't care. So that's my point about people filling out these surveys. Unless you really have something to say, it's just kind of like, okay.
Right.
But but there are people, I know from the staff, that there are people on the commission staff that take it very seriously when they fill it out. You can tell by the comments that they mm-hmm. make. And I really appreciate that.
Hey, will you check room 108? We checked someone in and then they ended up switching rooms. So they're only in there for like 5 minutes,
really,
but you might just check
try
it.
Try to comprehend what the questions are and give a precise answer. But then you're going to have people that just zip A, B, C, D, D,
sure.
or whatever the thing is, and they're not going to really look at it either.
I think this establishes a middle ground because, I mean, administrators have a tough job, and sometimes they just have to be authoritarian on certain things, but yet the person then feel, you know, people still feel that they have, you know, have a say, and I think hopefully it makes everybody happy. And
One of the things I did, and I'm glad Julie expounded on it because she did a little bit better job than I did, was I added on purpose the introductory text to both parts and gave, you know, mm-hmm. Because we had one of the surveys came back, so I'm not supposed to do with this. How do I fill it out? What's the purpose behind it?
And you know what I was so amazed about? One particular person said that they asked 5 different people, and I'm thinking...
They had no clue.
That really bothered me a little bit because I thought I had never heard comments like that mm-hmm. before the whole time I've been involved with it, and I was a little amazed. So... But nevertheless,
it could be, though, you know, when the survey was created, people knew because of the process.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then as time went by, we got new staff, people mm-hmm. forgot, you know, whatever. And
sure. That kind of thing. But I think the clarifications and the way those are the executive director, there's no question what you're answering on mm-hmm. those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any further comments or can we put this... with the changes, and I don't know who's...
The only other thing is I would really like to look into, we don't need to decide today, but I think we need to have an option to do it online.
Bingo.
Of some variety, and we can explore that later. But
now, a question. We do currently have a person can complete the survey, paste it into the staff suggestion, and send that.
Well, right. Okay, here's...
But the bottom line to that is that it is really hard reading when you do that because the formatting is gone.
Yeah. All right, well, that's
and
good to know.
The other thing is that if we did it through some survey, some software program. You know, it could be computer tabulated.
Right. How about this? Kathy and I will check with the powers that be at the online, the Nebraska.web.gov, whatever they're called now. We will explore this, and there may be other agencies that have something along this line that would be, it wouldn't have to be up. In fact, we wouldn't want it to be up year-round, but when the time came to complete it, staff would be directed to go to this link and
upgrade.
You know, and so we probably can do it.
And the other thing is, for me, it's really, you know, when we come out with averages of different things, you know, of the different questions, that's fine. But for me, it's really helpful to know how many people really voted that Pearl is excellent at her job or thinks she's doing a terrible job or needs improvement. It really helps me to know, is there one person down there that thinks that she needs improvement, or is there 15 people down there that says that, you know, or 20 people that think she's excellent and no people that... It's helpful to me to know those individual numbers. So if we have a company do that, that's something I would like to see, because it's very time-consuming to do that.
Yeah,
I know
Well, we will check into that. And I don't know that we'd need a company as software. It could very well be something that can go through the online deal.
And there are free services.
SurveyMonkey is one of them.
There are several. You know, and then it's a whole other thing. Yeah. But, I mean, there are options.
Yeah.
Those are good ideas.
Okay. We will...
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Continue. Okay.
There was one other comment I was going to send, but since it sounds like we're finalizing this, I do think it's great. My only other thing I would... In the Part A beginning lines below 10 statements will be used by the Board of Commissioners to evaluate the performance of the Executive Director. Your input assists us to make decisions concerning salary, retention of the Executive Director, and other concerns. I would encourage you to add to evaluate the performance of the Executive Director in conjunction with board assessments or something like that, because it isn't just you folks know nothing, you take this tool and whatever the score is. You all have your input to the process is crucial.
Yeah, because that is exactly right. We take their numbers and they're left the way they are, but we, you know, with dealing with Pearl on a daily basis, that we, you know, we have our insights into the thing too, and I think that's important, and I think it's the staff's, it's important for the staff to know that, yes, we're looking at what they're saying, but we're also coming up with our own thoughts on, you know, things, and we want to combine the two.
And when I wrote that, I mean, I guess I knew that, but I didn't think about
saying that,
it implied that we were excluding other things. You know,
if you did that in conjunction with, I think that gets it.
And then it could be fixed. Okay.
Yeah.
If it's all right, we can ask Kathy to take it back, change the, you know, this punctuation or capitals where
they're messed up.
Change those kinds of things. Then she can send it out to all of you, and you can...
That
make
would,
sure
okay.
she caught everything. Is that
that would be that perfect? Would be, I don't think we need. I don't think we need to finalize it today. I think I would rather do that in November. I'd rather have another 3 months to look at it and look at it again and put it away and look at it again. Not that it's not right, but sometimes, you know, for me anyway, it's important that I ponder it a little while, because that's the kind of person that I am. I have to ponder.
And hopefully by November we can have a decision made, or at least. Be able to make a decision as far as online, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, that
way
kind
we
of
come
stuff.
In December, it'll be finalized, and I'm ready to go in January, whatever it is.
I think that works.
That's my.
It works very well for me. Okay,
thanks,
any
Julie,
further comments?
Sure.
Yes.
I'm glad you expanded on my stuff, too. You did a good job. Right?
I think that we all contributed in our own ways, and I think that's
you bet.
A good thing. Okay. We have public comment.
Public?
Any comment? Okay, hearing no public comment, then we go to lunch, and I think we did that already.
Coming for you.
You get no more lunch, Jeff.
I think we should eat again. It was pretty good lunch.
It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Excellent lunch.
Yeah. Kathy and Becky for
There's still some sandwiches back there.
Well,
I liked them.
Thank you. Yeah, we can sell that. We can auction that off, too.
Okay, we next have new business, which is the election of the board. So I guess we will start with the election of the chair.
I nominate Nancy Olden.
Second.
Okay, then I think I have to pass it down to Daryl.
Okay.
And,
Do we need to ask for if there's any additional nominations? Is that
Does Nancy accept?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I will.
Well, we're just going to remind you.
I have to be perfectly frank. I'm more confident with the nomination this time as I was the first time. It's a little daunting to get it the first time.
Three times?
I didn't know if that was just.
I don't know that. Do we need to really do that?
Yeah.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Are there any other nominations?
I move the nomination cease and Nancy be retained as chair by acclamation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
But you have to do a roll call.
We need a roll call.
Is that in what you call it? The bylaws? The minutes?
Yes.
Okay, I'll start with Wes.
Yes.
Nancy.
You can't vote.
Jim.
Jim.
Yes.
Julie.
Yes.
Can you vote?
I vote yes.
Am I wrong that I do vote? Don't I?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You're wrong.
And after having said that, I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Okay. Nancy is reelected for another year as the chairman of the commission board.
All right. Congratulations or condolences.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for the vote of confidence. I appreciate that. Now we have, we need to elect the vice chair. So I'll entertain nominations.
I nominate Julie Johnson.
Julie, will you accept?
My thinking is you know, I hope I'm here for another term, but, you know, if you've got, 3 years this way as a new person, and, you know, in the event that Nancy couldn't make it or something, we've got some, you know, real continuity. It just makes sense to have somebody who could be here another, you know, 7 years or whatever. If you got a second term.
Yeah, you can be chair for 7 years.
That's a long time. Yes, I'll accept.
The job's just for 1 year, though. Don't worry.
Right. Okay. No, it goes every year we re-elect, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Are there other nominations? Other nominations?
I move they cease and we elect Julie by acclamation.
All right.
Our roll call vote.
Okay, we'll start with Daryl.
Was there a second of that? I'm sorry.
And who seconded
that? Second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Daryl.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Wes.
Second. Yes.
Julie.
I'll abstain.
And I will concur with the majority. And so congratulations, Julie. You are now our vice chair.
Thank you.
Now we need an executive secretary, and since Wes will be leaving us, we need to come up with another person to do that. We don't need
I nominate
it.
Jim. You're up.
I'll second
Jim.
It.
Jim, do you accept?
I didn't before, but I will now.
Okay. Other nominations.
I move nominations cease, and we elect Jim Yurok.
Second.
Okay. Daryl?
Yes.
Jim?
I will abstain like everybody else has.
You don't have to
I don't have to.
Wes?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Okay, and I concur with the majority, so congratulations, Jim. You are our new executive secretary.
Which takes effect at the close of this meeting. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep.
Good, because I'm not prepared if we...
Okay.
Well, actually, wait, that's a good question about all of the officers. I think it goes, the new officers, do they take office after, at the end of this meeting?
I think they take office. Well, let's see. Yes, they do. Let's see. When I was elected the first time, Barbara continued with the board meeting, and then the very next meeting, I was in charge.
But what about the interim? You know, because the chair, and of course, it's still you, but for just so that we know, there are duties in between that the chair takes care of. And
I believe, and now I might be totally all wet, but I believe the first things that I ever did at all was in November.
Okay, so
I know Robert's rule says that you take effect at the close of. Now, whether the state, whether this board follows Robert's rules,
I have no idea.
I'm just telling you what Robert's rule says.
Well, that's mm-hmm. probably right, but that's not what happened.
I think it's usually at the close of the meeting that the next. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good, I'm safe.
Okay. Okay, so that will stand the way it was, but I do know that Barbara continued on until November. So.
Okay.
So that's what happened before, but now we will correct that.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Okay. All right, then the next item is the goals of the executive director for the next fiscal year.
All right. And I did email those goals to the board and to mm-hmm. all staff so that if anyone had comments, suggestions, criticisms, whatever, I heard from a couple of the board in a supportive manner. And so the goals have continued each year, the ones that I developed several years ago. And they relate to service delivery, fiscal operations, and workplace culture. What changes each year are the objectives within each goal. So I would open it to if there's any suggestions or comments that you have. I can revise these, otherwise we can.
Were there five of them, if I remember right, or five?
Well, three goals within each, within Goal 1, service delivery, there are four objectives, and three objectives each in fiscal operations and workplace culture.
I thought they were very well presented,
usual,
and to the point, and to me, left no questions as to what your intents are, and some of them are already being implemented, working with the senators and so forth, and so
I don't see anything there that I would change, but, you know, everybody else may.
Are there any comments?
Does anybody
from
want them read? I mean, I read them briefly when I got home Thursday, but
I'm assuming that they will go as a part of the minutes on the
yes
on the website and in the minutes and so forth.
And actually, if you think, in a sense, they're the goals of the whole agency. Mm-hmm. Maybe they should have another place on the website in addition to within the minutes. Just like the senior blind, a lot of that information is out at the senior blind of the website. This might be something that could be.
I think that's
in
probably
the same place where we have the state plan and then
mm-hmm.
goals
yeah.
for 2009.
That'd be a good place.
Yeah.
I think that sounds like a very good idea because I think it should be accessible year-round, and somebody might not think to check the August minutes to
right.
find out what the goals are. So I think that's probably a very good idea.
Well, the key is
Thank
remembering,
you very much.
The key is remembering to update it both places if you have it 16 different places.
Well, this
Oh, the goals shouldn't be updated, though.
Well, each year they
oh,
would
they?
Be. She'd
okay.
need to remember to
to do that.
Right, I always did
put
the link
there
without
the
a link.
Second
that
year.
Way I didn't have to. Only updated mm-hmm. it once. Okay.
Okay, any other comments or questions? And I believe the next thing is the possible executive session. We received from the virtual suggestion box some comments from staff, which is the virtual suggestion box is strictly for staff people. And we as the board found it necessary that we think we would like to hear some more information about this comment, and that This is, if we need to vote to go into executive session, number one. But if we go into executive session, it is a private thing. All public needs to leave. And since the questions we need to ask are of Pearl, she will be a part of this executive session. But firstly, we need to have a motion.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move that we enter executive session to discuss matters related in the message from the staff suggestion box.
I second that.
Okay. I presume there's any negative counts to that, so we have to do a roll call. Pearl?
You need to note the time. It's 1:14 p.m.
1:13.
Would that be at the end of the vote? We're not doing it yet. And I also, I wanted to go to Kathy for any clarification of, first of all, is the motion specific enough, Kathy?
Yeah, I might add to the point that you are going to be discussing some personnel issues.
With Pearl.
Because the message that was sent to the virtual suggestion box dealt with personnel issues. So you might want to be more clear and say that you're going to be discussing some personnel issues. And that way, it's necessary to go into executive session in order to avoid the possible hurting someone's reputation.
Okay.
So do I need to restate the motion?
Amendments to the motion, or what's the proper way?
Okay, Wes, do you want to restate the motion?
I move that we enter executive session to discuss personnel issues as these discussions may harm the character of someone, so we feel it's necessary to enter executive session. Is that kind of...
Reputation.
Yeah.
Reputation. I second that.
Okay. I'll need to take roll call. Daryl?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Wes?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
And I concur, so that means that we need the public to leave.
But don't go too far.
hopefully we won't take too long. I have down 15 minutes, but it may take a little bit longer than that. But we need the public to leave while we discuss this because it's confidential. And we will report back if there are any things that we need to do. We will report back.
Shall I set the timer for 15?
Just leave it and we'll kind of monitor ourselves, hopefully.
And I have one more request of Kathy, and that is to clarify to the whole board exactly what is required of the executive secretary so that
when
you don't
report
think
back.
He's taking minutes. She did talk to Wes and clarify what the heck he's supposed to do. And that's not... Did you already turn that off?
Not yet.
Okay, you need to turn that off. Go ahead and put on... We're still on recording.
Still on.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, Kathy, would you tell the whole board what the job is of the secretary?
Basically, the executive secretary, when you're in executive session, the executive session itself should not be, written out because it is an executive session. Your discussion should not be put in print, put in braille, put in any form of writing. Basically, is what Wes would record is if a commissioner, your executive session is to only to discuss what the reason that you went into executive session for. So if a member of the commission decided or started talking about a different issue that was not the purpose of the executive session, a commissioner could challenge that and say, I think we need to, discontinue this executive session because we're getting off point. That is something that would need to be recorded in the executive session. That if something is challenged in the executive session, as far as, you only went into executive session to discuss the personnel issue of this virtual suggestion box. Okay. So you shouldn't start talking about a different issue. If that would happen, it could be challenged.
Okay, and then when he reports back, when we report back, and if we're not going to do take any action, do any policy changes or anything like that. We don't need to report back anything at all then?
No. Only if you would make a vote or a motion, that would have to be done out of the executive session.
Okay. Otherwise, he doesn't have to really worry. He just has to keep us on target.
Yeah, make sure that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Record any challenges.
They're only discussing issues.
Somebody moves when we leave executive session too, right?
So right. We need to take a vote to be out of executive session.
But you have to take that vote when we're all back in the room.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're saying to end the session, to bring the public back in.
Oh, yes.
We need to vote to do that.
We agree to do that.
Or so we just need to consensus.
Kind of, that's a consensus.
So basically, Wes doesn't have to take any notes.
Not really. So your job.
So
you
job.
If I would have known that, I would have taken that. I'll tell you what. I'm still asking for that pack
thank
meet,
you
though.
For the clarification.
Jim, it doesn't
thank you.
Anymore.
Thank you.
Okay, so now CC